Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today, I want to start with a question. When you look in the mirror, do you see fierceness? And I mean like real fierce. A lion roaring, mountains moving, spirit-filled woman of God fierceness. Or do you see someone who's just trying to survive the week, possibly without using her rage voice on her own family? I mean, if we're being honest, I know we've all been there. Well, here's the truth. You were created to be both beautiful and fierce. And not in a fix your mascara and slap on confidence kind of way, but in the way heaven sees you. And that's what I want to remind you of today. The enemy sees your value even when you don't. So let's start all the way back in Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman. Listen, if the enemy has had a personal vendetta against women since the garden, it must be because we matter a lot. He doesn't waste attacks on things that don't threaten his schemes. And ladies, you are a threat. Revelation 12:17 says, "Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against those who keep God's commands." That's you. That's me. We are on his radar, but we are also under God's reign. So don't you dare think your story is insignificant. God says you are worthy, period. There's no question. There's no doubt. God says you are worthy. You don't have to hustle for heaven's approval. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "God created mankind in his own image. Male and female, he created them." You were created in the image of God. Not the edited version, not the social media perfect version, just you. And Song of Solomon's 4:7 says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." And yes, this is written in the context of human love through their relationship, but I believe God placed this book in the Bible to show us an example of his devoted love for us as well. So the scripture is how God sees you. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. He's not talking about surface stuff. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at the way you keep showing up, the way you love fiercely, forgive generously, and keep praying even when you're weary. Romans 8:35 through 39 reminds us that nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not your worst sin, not your brokenness, not even your crazy rage. God doesn't wait for you to be polished. He moves in the mess. Let me say that again. God doesn't wait for you to be polished. He moves in the mess. I want to tell you about a time our community was flooded with prayer requests. You see, two women, one from a plane crash and one from a car wreck, were barely clinging to life and needed miracles. And I wanted to be a powerful intercessor, but y'all, every time I opened my mouth, I tripped over my words completely. I felt like I was failing at my prayer and failing at interceding on their behalf. And then one night in the stillness, God whispered to my heart. He said, "It is okay. I know. I hear. Don't count them out and don't count me out. You see, Stacy, my daughters are beautiful and fierce." And just like that, I realized God is not interested in the performance of your prayer. He's listening to the posture of your heart. Now, I will add that these two ladies are walking miracles, a testament to the power and goodness of God and the faithfulness of fierce women and men that called on the Lord on their behalf. Fierce isn't always loud. Fierce can be quiet. Fierce can be gentle. Fierce can look like a woman on her knees in prayer at midnight. It can look like a woman who says yes to God even when fear screams no. Look at Deborah in Judges 4. She didn't muscle her way into leadership. She walked in wisdom. And there's Esther. She didn't sign up to be queen, but she showed up for such a time as this. And the woman at the well, she had 5 ex-husbands and a messy current situation, and yet she became the first evangelist in her own town. Jesus doesn't wait for your past to be cleaned up. He just asks you to let him in. The lamb saved you. The lion empowers you. Jesus endured death as the lamb and devoured it as the lion. That, my friend, is the power you carry. Because of the lamb, you are forgiven. Because of the lion, you are fierce. Because of both, you are free. You are not here to survive life. You are here to shake the gates of hell and proclaim the glory of God. You are here to raise up generations, to war in prayer, to bring light into dark places. Don't count yourself out. God isn't done. It's time to live beautiful and fierce. So here's what I want to leave you with. You are beautiful, not because the world says so, but because heaven declared it before you were even born. You are fierce, not because you've got it all figured out, but because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So go out from here today and live like it. Let your face be marred with dust, sweat, and holy grit. Let your heart stay soft, your knees stay bent, and your voice speak the name of Jesus boldly. Because this world doesn't need more filtered women. It needs women in the arena, bloody, brave, broken, and maybe just flat exhausted, but never backing down. You are beautiful, you are fierce, and your story is not over. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you on the next scripture adventure.